Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Van Camp. Batting second. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting third. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hadley Senby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hadley Senby. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. And now, play ball. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a pop-up towards short. Rein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee Senby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Kress reaches second base with a double. Goslin scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field. Goslin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Goslin. Oliver moves to second. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Oliver moves to third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pickering fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy strikes out. Two outs. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hadley Senbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee Senbe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Camp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Van Camp moves to second. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 1 in the game. Shult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo bunts towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pickering fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a pop-up towards short. Rein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Van Camp, who is chasing the ball. Burns reaches third base with a triple. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Browns. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pickering moves to third. Tom Winsett pinch hits for Hadley Senby. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett is called out on strikes. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Van Camp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pickering scores. Berry moves to second. It's 4-1, Browns. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 2 in the game. Rein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. Van Camp moves to second. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry scores. Van Camp scores. Rein moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rein scores. Miller moves to third. It's Red Sox, 4, Browns, 4. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy misplays the ball. That's an error on Levy. Miller scores. Webb moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Pickering strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Durham now pitching. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Van Camp. Schult reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Schult moves to third. Melillo moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kress strikes out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Storti takes first base on ball 4. Schultz scores. Melillo moves to third. Gosselin moves to second. It's Red Sox, 5, Browns, 5. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 2 in the game. Gray bunts towards first. Sweeney fields it, tags the runner, and races towards first, beating Gray, for the double play. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rhein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 3 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gosselin hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. he's got 3 RBIs. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pickering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Storti for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Van Camp hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gray. Rein goes all the way around to score. Webb moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 4 in the game. Sweeney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins pinch hits for Sam Gray. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a fly ball into left field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Shult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goslin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.